The growing interest in the white nationalist movement perhaps begins and ends with a click of one's computer mouse. Virtual reality can play tricks with the mind, resulting in the belief that a viable white nationalist movement is emerging from the muddle of America's multiracial nightmare, where no such effective movement in the real world actually exists. Once the computer screen is left behind and adventuring out into the world of a sloppy, overly entertained and clueless white Americana, a bucket of ice-cold water is thrown into the face of all internet fantasies that a coming white revolution is in the makings. No, white Americans are too timid, too passive, too unrighteous, too easily intimidated for that. For white nationalism to be a viable movement that reaches beyond posting a few words of internet bravado using a fake handler's name, it must begin with understanding the Christian roots of white nations. You see, white nationalists love to attach their cause to the need of preserving Western civilization, while at the same time they debase the Christian faith beneath the overarching theme of white racial identity. In other words, they exalt the white race above the Christian faith. This is like saying that an apple has a higher rank than the tree from which it was plucked. Western civilization, with its moral code and accomplishments, is nothing less than what the Christian faith, since the resurrection of Jesus Christ, has inspired and breathed into it. When the highly acclaimed author and historian Hilaire Belloc exclaimed, "Europe is the church, and the church is Europe," he was simply expressing the fact that it was Christianity that made Europe and the worldwide civilization it produced, and not the pagan philosophers such as Plato and Aristotle. And this Christian faith, if one merely takes a tour of the European landscape with its countless cathedrals, monasteries, and churches, from which living people, yes, racially white, built that very Western civilization that white nationalists bemoan the decline of. You see, a kind of manifest destiny was conferred upon white Europeans whose lineage can be traced to the biblical figure of Japheth, Noah's third son and progenitor of the peoples of Europe. Saint Justin Martyr of the 2nd century, in his dialogue with Trypho the Jew, brought to light the mystery of Noah's Old Testament prophecy that God would enlarge the tents of Japheth, under whose roof Noah's other two sons, Shem, father of the Semitic people, which included the Hebrews, and Ham, father of the black race, would dwell in the new and superseding era of the Christian church. White identity is indeed a necessary component in resisting the nightmare of multiracialism that the Jewish agenda brought to America and throughout Europe. International Jewry's objective, intent, and aim? To destroy the one force that could oppose them, namely, a white Christian political power bloc. But a white nationalist movement based on race alone, apart from the Christian faith, like a boat without a rudder, destined to run adrift and splinter upon the rocks of racial immorality, is doomed to infighting, chaos, and in the end, utter failure. The Christian roots of white nations are deep and sturdy. With a little pruning and lots of fencing about, we can make that tree of white nations grow to a great and magnificent height once again.